This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. County fairs, mostly over.
Yeah.
Mostly over. Hope folks had a good time. Got a little dusty.
Yeah, it was a little dry, a little cold for...
It got a little chilly there for
Cass County, yeah.
A couple of mornings. I noticed the one morning in the indoor show ring here at the Cass County Fair. Walked in there and for the swine show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know, 8:30 or so in the morning, thereabouts. And there were some people in there with coats. And hats and blankets.
Coats is like for October, November yet. Not August.
I know. It's not right. It got down to like, what, 41?
July. No kidding, that low?
I think it was 41 one morning and then 43 or something like that the next morning.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely football weather. That's what a lot of people were saying. And
yeah, that was wrong for July.
It is.
That's the heat of summer. You're not supposed to do that. But yeah, it was a little bit different, but I don't think too many people complained, quite honestly.
No.
We've all sweltered in the heat a few times at county fairs and things over the years, so I don't think people complained too much. I really don't think people would have complained much if we'd have had a little rain.
No, probably not. Still wouldn't.
But we really didn't get much.
No.
In fact, the other night we were supposed to get some. This past was a Thursday night Friday morning. They were talking about we could get some pretty good storms and things around here. We got almost nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a good sprinkle. That was it. It was like 0.03 of an
inch. Enough to just wet the pavement, and that was about it.
Barely,
yeah.
And even that dried up in a hurry. Yeah, it's just crazy how that's kind of all turned. But
well, yeah, like our lawn, you can just see the cracks in the lawns. And
it's getting thicker by the day.
Yeah.
Not the grass, the cracks.
The weeds.
Yeah, and the weeds. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Got plenty of those.
Oh, our front lawn here at the radio station. Yikes. I mean, it looks...
It's a mini jungle.
Yeah, it looks like it would when it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
Same as it looked last year. You know, when you don't get any rain, what always grows?
Yeah,
the weeds.
Weeds. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just yuck. And they just take root and off they go. And it's just, yeah, it's not ideal.
No.
Somebody still lives and works here, though.
Yeah.
Not so much lives here, but we work here. It's just the lawn looks, you know, like it does, I guess. Well, now that we've turned the corner with county fair season, that can only mean one thing. State fair must be right around the corner. And it does. The Iowa State Fair opens up here this coming Thursday. It runs its usual 11-day run, August 8th through the 18th. So they'll get 2 weekends out of it, as they always do. And it's a fun time for a lot of folks. The Iowa State Fair is something that everyone looks forward to. And, you know, it's kind of a funny phenomenon when you think about it, because when you look state to state, some state fairs don't do very well anymore.
Oh, really?
No. Well, in fact, in Nebraska a few years ago, they were talking about the possibility of just not having one anymore.
Oh, no kidding.
It had gotten so, well, it was just
That's
so
too bad, though.
Poorly attended, and it was just so difficult a ticket to sell. But the Iowa State Fair has always been just leaps and bounds. I mean, a few years back, they went over 1 million people through the turnstiles. They keep pretty consistent every year. A lot of people in and out of that place during the course of that time, largely because there's a lot of stuff to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, it's the Iowa State Fair, of course, was kind of romanticized by Hollywood some years ago. And, you know, the big musical presentation. But, you know, it's always been one that that everyone seems to enjoy. People not just from Iowa, but from many other places come and make a trip each year just for the Iowa State Fair. And I like to think one of the reasons they go to the State Fair be the food.
I think that's a lot of people's reason for going to fairs.
I mean, seriously, I don't even know if it's possible to get through all the food on a stick.
Oh, there's no way.
During the course of the state fair. This year, and it keeps growing every year. This year, how many foods on a stick? 65.
Oh my gosh.
65.
It's unreal. How could you even think of that many?
Foods on a stick. Well, you know, they thought of 9 new ones this year. You want to hear the new ones?
Yes, I'm anxious to hear the new ones.
Well, the new ones include a shrimp corn dog, and that's new this year. It's 3 shrimp that are deep fried and then topped with sweet chili sauce, and it's available at the Po' Boy stand on Rock Island Avenue. They also have, this is interesting, they have a smoothie on a stick. That's new this year.
A frozen smoothie?
Apparently. It's a fresh strawberry smoothie, frozen and put on a stick. And that's available at the Turkey Time concessions.
Hmm.
They have, oh, I found a new favorite.
Okay, let's hear it.
I just found a new favorite. another one that's new this year is a bacon-wrapped riblet on a stick.
It is the bacon that got you, huh?
Oh, as soon as I saw the word bacon, I was done. That was it. I don't have to see anything else.
Yeah.
Bacon-wrapped riblet on a stick. It's a piece of hickory-smoked pork wrapped in bacon, and basted with barbecue sauce.
Ooh, that does sound pretty good.
And you can get it at the Bud Tent. And it might even leave a little stain on your shirt.
Yeah.
That would be a little reminder of what you went through. Good stuff. How about a deep-fried brownie on a stick?
Ooh.
That's new this year. It's a chocolate brownie, deep-fried, and then topped with chocolate sauce and powdered sugar. Fife Concessions selling that one.
That one sounds delicious.
This one I could do without. It's a coconut mountain on a stick. It's a soft and chewy coconut ball that's rolled in coconut flakes and dipped in fresh chocolate. And that's available at Dipped in Chocolate, which is on the southwest corner of the Pioneer Livestock Pavilion.
Yeah, I'm not a huge coconut fan
either.
Not
a big fan of coconut. That's new this year, though. Another new this year is a soft, salted, chocolate-dipped almond pretzel on a stick.
That sounds good.
I can't remember all that, though. It is a soft pretzel that's dipped in chocolate almond bark and sprinkled with slivered almonds and a dash of salt. You get that at the old-fashioned root beer and pretzel stand. Number 7 of new this year includes a deep-fried sweet corn dog.
Okay, I'm a little confused on that one. Hmm. That's kind of a lot of things put into one.
It's a hot dog.
Okay.
It's dipped in batter, which is enriched with deep-fried sweet corn, and then it's deep-fried again to golden perfection, served with a side of sweet corn and honey dipping sauce.
Oh, I can just feel everything clogging.
And that's at Campbell's is where you can find that. Number 8 that's new this year, a Rib Shack Cowboy. It's a mix of cowboy beans, brisket or pork, coleslaw, a signature chip, and barbecue sauce in a spice-flavored waffle cone. And that's at the Rib Shack. Now, I don't know why that's listed under foods on a stick, but I guess the waffle cone suffices.
Maybe it's just all the new stuff.
Well, no, it's all food on a stick. The final new item for this year, as far as foods on a stick go, would be a jalapeno corn dog. A spicy twist on the old favorite, and that's at Campbell's Concessions. I don't think I need to explain that one to you.
Yeah, it's kind of...
A jalapeno corn dog.
It's going to be hot.
Let's see. Should we run through the list of everything else on a stick at the Iowa State Fair this year?
Yeah, let's just make me more hungry.
All right. You can get chocolate-covered chocolate chip cannoli, chocolate-covered chocolate chip cookie dough pop. You can get fruit with yogurt dipping sauce on a stick. Also available on a stick would be the double bacon corn dog, bacon on a stick.
Can't go wrong with bacon.
Why bother
bacon
with
anything
else?
It's kind of, you know, sold.
Just cut right to the chase.
Yeah.
Let's just go with bacon, okay? Everything, let's see. Others on a stick include chocolate-covered frozen s'more, peanut butter and jelly, chocolate-covered deep-fried cheesecake, a griddle stick, that's a turkey sausage wrapped in a pancake. They have cake pops. Those actually are kind of interesting.
Those are good.
Something called the Fair Square. It's original. It's peanut butter and Graham Champion flavors. They have chocolate-covered tiramisu, chocolate-covered turtle mousse bar, a Twinkie log, that's a frozen Twinkie dipped in white chocolate and rolled in cashews.
Were they a little nervous with the Twinkies, you know, off the shelf there for a while?
I think if you give that to a little kid, he'll never hyper down.
Yeah.
You'll never get him to idle down. There's an Octo Dog, which is a hot dog in the shape of an octopus, a chocolate-covered peanut butter bar, chocolate-covered key lime dream bar, caramellos, pickle, pork chop, corn dog, cheese, Cajun chicken, sesame chicken, caramel apple, catch my breath, German sausage, teriyaki beef, corn on the cob, cotton candy, veggie corn dog, turkey drumstick, a nutty bar, hot bologna, chicken, a monkey tail, that's a chocolate-covered banana, honey, ice cream Wonder Bar, deep fried Snickers, deep fried Milky Way, deep fried Twinkie, breakfast lamb sausage, that's in a brat, a deep fried ho-ho, deep fried cupcake, a Dutch letter, chocolate covered cheesecake, pineapple, that's fresh pineapple dipped in funnel cake batter and then deep fried, something called hot lips, that's breaded chicken breast smothered with hot sauce, served with blue cheese dressing. Now you know where they get the name hot lips.
Yeah.
You won't feel them for
no.
a while. There's a corn brat, that's a bratwurst dipped in corn dog batter, chocolate-covered ice cream cookie sandwich, rock candy, salad, hard-boiled egg, unicorn lollipops, rainbow popsicle, push-ups, and a turkey tenderloin.
Wow.
Those are all the items that they have on a stick this year at the Iowa State Fair.
They had honey on a stick? Wasn't that one of them? I don't get the... You just dip it in there and get a lick it, or?
I suppose. I don't know. It just says honey. They don't give a description on a lot of these. They give descriptions on some of the different ones. But have you ever actually eaten a corn dog?
Yes.
You have. Okay. I've only had a few. I'm mm-hmm. not really a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. But when I just read that brat on a stick, which is a bratwurst dipped in corn dog batter, that gets my
attention. That gets your attention.
Yeah, that got my attention. That might be something kind of fun to do at a party sometime.
Yeah.
You know, actually, some of these you could probably recreate at home fairly simply.
Probably.
I mean, some of them, let's face it, are just pop a stick in it and
away
exactly,
you go. Exactly, yeah.
You know, pickle on a stick. I think I can manage that one. You know, not that tough.
Well, and, even like the fried Snickers and, you mm-hmm. know, the candy bars and stuff you could do too.
Yeah, you could. You know,
ooh, fried ho-ho. I missed that one.
You missed the ho-ho? Fried ho-ho?
I haven't had a ho-ho in a long time.
Well, you can get. I swear the Twinkie truck showed up. The hostess truck showed up and everybody fell off. You got, like I say, you got Snickers, Milky Way, Twinkie, ho-ho, cupcakes, you know, everything
you
can
imagine.
Got
it all covered, yeah.
Yeah, all deep fried, by the way. So, yeah, if you are looking for, I think before you go to the fair, you might want to check with your doctor first to make sure you are.
Get a clean bill of health.
Yeah, make sure you're healthy enough for your trip around the food area at the state fair. But
well, there's salad on there, so whew. You could have one healthy item.
They do have salad
and fruit,
on a stick.
And there's fruit on there, too.
Yeah, they do have salad on a stick and a hard-boiled egg on a stick.
Mm-mm.
Not so much?
No.
Not really hitting
I'm not a hard-boiled person, no.
I'm just thinking, you know, remember what state fair is like.
Yeah.
It's a lot of asphalt, usually a lot of hot weather.
Yeah.
It's usually humid. And then you're eating hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah, I'm sure that doesn't pan out very well
in the
end.
I don't think that would sit very well in the bottom of the stomach. You know, I'm not trying to tell you what you need to eat at the Iowa State Fair, but I'm thinking, of course, a lot of that stuff's probably not going to sit well in the bottom of your stomach when you get
true.
Right down to it. So it's just kind of the way it is. But yeah, if you go to the Iowa State Fair website, iowastatefair.org, they have all kinds of stuff. In fact, they have a Food Finder app.
That
you can use to find the location, the pricing, the nutrition information for all the fair foods and things, calendar of events, all that kind of stuff. They have all kinds of things that are new this year. We talked about some of the new, you know, the new foods that they have at the state fair this year. They have plenty of others that aren't on a stick as well. There are things like a caramel apple funnel cake, a strawberry funnel cake, a maple bacon funnel cake. What is it with maple bacon? That
it
seems
goes
to be a
together,
big deal.
Yeah.
I've seen maple bacon cupcakes.
Yeah.
I don't. What is it about that? A fresh tenderloin sandwich. There's bratwurst on a pretzel bun. Cajun flavored cheese curds. Deep fried bull fries and fresh wood oven pizza.
That one sounds good.
Is out there too. So yeah, it's more than just stuff on a stick. You can get all kinds of things, but you can also find they have a list of healthy choices. So if you're looking for things that would be a little healthier, they can give you a list there on a stick. They also have a little list of things that are $2 or less. You know, if you're bringing kids to the fair,
it can get expensive.
Oh yeah, it can. Sure it can. So they have a list of things that are $2 or less. And there are a lot of different things on here that you can enjoy for less than $2 if you're looking for some things. So depending upon what you like, it might be kettle corn. It might be a sit-down type dinner. It might be a sandwich or fries. Or
oh, isn't the donuts that you like?
Oh.
The hot donuts? Was it you? Maybe it's Becky. It's you or Becky that always
JR's
talk about the...
Mini, the JR yeah. donuts. Mini donuts. $2. That's always my first stop at the fair. Oh, yeah. I've got to have those little mini. They fry them up. You watch them go through the batter and stuff, mm-hmm. go through the little machine, and they sugar them up for you and put them in the bag, and the bag's nice and hot.
Just drip them with the grease.
I feel like one of the guys on Duck Dynasty. You put put a bag of hot donuts in my hand, and I just, that's a great way
just
to start it.
Shove
a day.
Them in, huh?
Yep. Don't eat breakfast before you go to the fair. Make sure you stop by and have some JR donuts, hot donuts.
Hot donuts.
Oh, boy, those are good. Well, anyway, now I'm done.
Hungry?
Yeah, we're going to have to close this program down because I don't have the will to go on now because I need to have some hot donuts and something on a stick.
Yeah.
Well, have fun at the Iowa State Fair. Hope you get a chance to enjoy. Lots of great entertainment.
Yeah, there is.
I was visiting the other day with one of the gals in the PR department there talking a little bit about the State Fair and some of the activities and things. A lot of great entertainment on the free stages.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, a lot
some
of
really good upcomers. That...
And recognizable names on the free stages at the State Fair. And, of course, their grandstand entertainment is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good acts. And if you like the tractor pulls and the demolition derby, stuff like that, you can find that, too. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
So, hey, enjoy it. It only happens once a year.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. We should probably take a quick break. Let's take a break, and then we'll dive into some of the local activities and events going on here right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back and ready to go. What you got over there?
All right. Well, on Sunday, there's a few things going on. The First Lutheran Church, South of Iota, it's their ice cream social. That's on Sunday, August 4th, and that is from 5 to 7. They also serve Sloppy Joe's, hot dogs, pies, cakes, and drinks. That's for a free will offering. And a free will offering will be accepted for the support of missionary Carl Hansen in Hong Kong. That's the First Lutheran Church, South of Iota's ice cream social, August 4th from 5 to 7. The 21st Annual Walnut Optimist Club's Antique City Car Show, that's on Sunday, August 4th. It will be held rain or shine on Main Street. They have registration from 8 to noon, and pre-register is $12, and the day of the show is $15. There will be 29 classes. They'll have first, second, and third place trophies and special awards. And the trophy presentation is at 4, and those dash plaques for the first 150 cars. It's the 21st Annual Walnut Optimist Club's Antique City Car Show, on Sunday, August 4th. Red Cross Blood Drive's coming up in Macedonia. That's on August 7th from 11 to 5 at the DeWitt Community Building. The 5th Annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament will be held on August 10th. That's at 9 a.m. at the Mission Hills Golf Club. If you don't participate in the tournament, though, they have some things that's open to the public. There's a silent auction that will be held all day in the clubhouse, and also grilling and baking for a free will donation that's open to the public, too. So you can still go out there and make a... contribute to that. That's the 5th Annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament on August 10th at Mission Hills Golf Club. Persia Fire and Rescue's Tractor and Garden Pulls will be held on August 10th. That's at 1 at the Persia Ballpark. Both pulls begin at 1 and admission is $5. And then kids under 5 are free and pit passes are $10. They're also going to have some duck races and a pig pasture bingo. And food and beverages are available on site, so no carry-ins. Sponsored by the Persia Fire and Rescue, and then proceeds go towards the Fire Truck Fund. That's Persia Fire and Rescue's Tractor and Garden Poles on August 10th at 1 at the Persia Ballpark. And don't forget about Atlantic Fest, that's also on August 10th. Starting off at 9 a.m. is the Road Race Awards and 50-50 and Tank Ride Raffle. At 9:30 is a pet show. At 10, the AHS High School Band. 10:30, Rick Bullitt's Hypnotist. 11:30 is Special K's Clown. At noon is Salute Gymnastics and Special K's Roaming Act. At 12:30 is the AHS Barbershop Quartet, and the pedal poles begin at 12:30, and then 1 is Brad Morgan. At 1:30 is the Car Crush. At 2 is the Motorcycle Show Awards. At 3:30 is the announcement of the 50-50 winner, and at 3:30 is the Car Show Awards. Also going on throughout the day from 10 to 4, there is the Craft Show, the Detter Motor Car Show, Children's Games, there's Bounce Houses, Face Painting Food, BBW Bingo, Weasel Rides, and Antique Military Vehicles. So lots of stuff going on. That's Atlantic Fest, and that's on August 10th. Breakfast with the Birds, that will be held on August 10th. That's at 9 a.m. at Sunnyside Park at the Camlin Edition Shelter. Kay Newman, Rehabilitator and Executive Director of SOAR, will show and discuss several of her permanently injured birds and will hopefully have one that is fully recovered and ready to release back into the wild. Go out and help them support raptors in education. Free will donations are accepted, and that's sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board. Again, that's Breakfast with the Birds on August 10th at 9 a.m. at Sunnyside Park, and that's the Camlin Edition Shelter there. Randolph Fun Days will be held on August 10th. Starting at 8 a.m., there's garage sales. At 10, there's bike tours of Randolph. At 11 a.m., Veterans and Freedom Riders Recognition Ceremony. From 10 to noon is free barrel train rides. They're departing at the depot, and then at 11:30, they'll have their parade. On Main Street is the Methodist Church Bake Sale. And south of the fire station, there's pony rides. South of Main Street is the free car, motorcycle, and tractor show, and also a flea market. And then at 5 is a free supper courtesy of the city council at the community building. Nishna Valley Trails is holding a kids' bike ride. That's on August 10th at 10 a.m. at the Shelburg Recreation Area West parking lot. Their check-in and start of the ride is at the west parking lot of the Shelburg Recreation Area. They're going to have 3 age groups, and the ride length will be according to the age. It's free, and all ages are welcome. And it's co-sponsored by the Atlantic Parks and Recreation, Cass County Conservation, Howard's Fairway, and Westside Diner All Atlantic. Any questions, you can call Laura at 769-2372. And then don't forget, Atlantic Fest is also going on downtown, so you can go check that out afterwards. It's the Nishna Valley Trails Kids Bike Ride on August 10th at 10 a.m. And that's at the Shelburg Recreation Area West parking lot. The Grant Park Opry, they're going to host Rockin' Country and special guest. That's on August 11th from 4 to 8. It's for an evening of music on the banks of the Nottoway River. Admission to the Grant Park Opry is $6 and supports maintaining and improving the Opry stage. Future events are scheduled for September 15th, Labor Day, and October 13th. They'll have a concession stand open. They'll be serving Polish sausages, sloppy joes, chips, beverages and floats, and other desserts. And attendees should bring their own lawn chairs, and they'll have a porta potty on site. So that's the Grant Park Opry, Rockin' Country, and special guests on August 11th from 4 to 8.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Did you mention Operation T-Bone?
No, I left that for you.
Of course, this weekend, lots of things going on. Friday, Saturday, big days of stuff. But coming up yet this week, they have a breakfast fundraiser and open house this Sunday, August the 4th, from 7 a.m. till noon. That's at the fire station. And don't forget, on Tuesday, August 6th, this coming Tuesday, is the Operation T-Bone Cattle Auction, which will be held at the Anita Livestock Auction. That starts at 9 o'clock. And then immediately after the auction, they have the free hamburger feed at the Anita Livestock Auction as well. So they hope a lot of folks come by and enjoy a lot of those activities as well. Also, there's a Red Cross Bloodmobile drive that'll be coming up August 15th. That's a Thursday, and that'll be at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. That's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if folks want to make their appointments, they can call Fred and Sandy Hildebrand at 712-778-2188. Again, that's a Red Cross Bloodmobile drive, August 15th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. So lots of things happening here in the coming days. You got some birthdays for us?
I do. This is something kind of neat. Sisters Cleo Stephan and Joan LaFrenz will be honored at a birthday celebration on Sunday, August 4th from 2 to 4 at the American Legion Building in Griswold. Come and enjoy conversation, but please, no gifts. Chloe will be turning 85 and Joan will be turning 80. If you're able to make it, you can send them a card. You can send it to Cleo Stephan, 301 7th Street in Griswold, 51535. And to Joan LaFrenz at 1609 Redwood Drive in Atlantic, 50022. So two sisters celebrating their birthdays, Chloe Stephan and Joan LaFrenz, on Sunday, August 4th from 2 to 4. That's at the American Legion Building in Griswold. The family of Robert D. Buck is planning a card shower in his honor for his 90th birthday. It's on August 4th. You can send him a card to 700 West Street in Shelby, 51570. Again, that's 700 West Street in Shelby, 51570. He has 9 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. So happy birthday to Robert Buck, celebrating his 90th birthday on August 4th.
You know, if you have a card shower, don't you get a lot of paper cuts?
Opening them up? Well, hopefully maybe he has something to make it a little easier to
open. I was thinking like a shower of cards.
Oh, geez.
You know, like a shower in the morning.
Come on, Jim.
Okay. I was reaching for that. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. It's okay.
It's early.
Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Wilma Sorensen. She's celebrating her birthday on August 4th. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Verna Winter, celebrating birthday on August 1st. And to Verda Julesgaard, celebrating her birthday on August 5th. So happy birthday to everybody celebrating there.
Okay, very good. Also, a couple of anniversaries here to tell you about. This weekend, Richard and Lyle Peterson of Harlan celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. And also, it's Lyle's 80th birthday at an open house from 2 to 4 this Sunday at the Kirkman Community Hall. So congratulations to the Petersons. Hope they have a great day. Also, Lynn and Caroline Dent of Irwin celebrating their 65th wedding anniversary, having a come-and-go reception this Sunday, August the 4th, from 1:30 to 4 p.m. at their home at 510 Harmon Street in Irwin. So friends and relatives are invited to stop by. That's Lynn and Caroline Dent of Irwin celebrating their 65th wow. wedding anniversary here
Impressive.
This weekend. Yeah, congratulations to those folks. A couple of other things, too, that I don't remember if you mentioned here earlier, but, you know, the Cass County Conservation Board has an awful lot of events planned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get into the summer months, and sometimes things tend to slow down a little bit with certain things, but once you turn the corner and start getting closer to the end of summer, into fall, well, conservation time.
Yeah.
Wow, they have a lot of cool opportunities and stuff. Well, they're having a Music in the Park event coming up on Sunday, August 18th. That's at 2 o'clock. It's at the Hitchcock Recreation Area near Lewis. Music on the Lawn. The Blue Tones Reunion Show will be performing. So if you'd like to know more, they always draw a good crowd. Go to www.bluetonesreunionshows.com and you can get more information. If it rains, they'll move inside the barn. So dress accordingly and bring a chair.
Yeah.
Have a good time. Those are usually kind of fun. If you're looking for a place to go just to relax in the shade
mm-hmm.
and just kind of enjoy a, I don't know, I guess just a country, good-fashioned old time, you know, it's just kind of fun to sit out there adjacent to the field and
yeah.
just relax and catch some good music. Sometimes they'll have some homemade ice cream, maybe some lemonade, fresh squeezed lemonade,
yeah.
and stuff like that, some cookies and things, and it's kind of fun. Also, don't forget, there's another, the final Third Thursday concert series that's promoted by the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce is coming up on August 15th, so it's just a little more than a week or two away. So put that on your schedule, too. That includes a Produce in the Park event. That's a dual-purpose thing, so chance to buy some local grown foods, local grown products, kind of see a little bit of a festival atmosphere there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the concert. The vendors will be open from 5 to 7, music from 6 to 8. So that's Produce in the Park and the Third Thursday concert series. That's coming up August 15th. That'll be the last one of those here in Atlantic for this season. Don't have any babies to tell you about either.
No.
Guess we didn't throw that part in. So do we get a baby update? How's baby girl Linford doing?
She's doing good. Progressing well, still a little bit ahead of schedule, so.
Still kicking mom from the inside?
Yep, all the way up to my throat, it feels like. Yes, she's very active.
And you are due, what, are you about 5 weeks away or so
about,
now?
Yeah, September 9th.
Thereabouts?
Yep.
Getting closer.
Very close. Time to finalize some things, so.
Is it kind of like running a marathon, where you just, now you're to the point where you can kind of half see the finish line. It's like, okay, come on, let's go.
Yes, it definitely is. But then at the same time, it's like, okay, I'm not quite ready. We still need to finish the baby's room
yeah.
and, you know, do that kind of stuff. But
and this is just your second out of the 12 you were talking about having?
No.
Not that many?
No.
More?
12? No.
Oh, okay.
Well, not even half that.
Not going there.
No.
Depending upon how this works out, this might be the end.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. All right. Well, still everything good and fine and
yeah.
dandy. Good. Well, that's all the time we have for you here this weekend. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy some of, well, what we hope will be some nice weather yet
so.
For a while. It's been decent here lately. A little rain wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. We could take it. We'll gladly stay in the house for one day.
Yeah.
If we can get
a weekday.
Yeah. A work day would be preferable. If we could just get some nice, gentle rains
yeah.
across the area to make it a little bit more livable out
yeah.
there. Well, this is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.